So Hare Krishna, I will now give a class. I do hope that it is very relevant. I thought of a subject matter which I personally find very intriguing, but I also believe it's important for devotees who come to such a celebration to understand the subject matter. I will talk about the two aspects of the Guru. And now I want to make sure that while I talk, everyone can understand. The translations are there. Yes, I see there is a Croatian translation, and most probably a translation from English to German is also there. Okay, Mike is there. Good. So I will be speaking in English, as you have heard already. Please give me your full attention. I think it will be quite inspiring. We will be reading today from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, chapter 7, texts 30 to 31. Guru Shushushaya Bhaktya Sarvalaptarpanena Cha Sangena Sadhu Bhaktanam Ishvararadhanena Cha Shradaya Tatkatayam Cha Kirtaner Gunakarmanam Tatpadam Buruhadhyanat Talingik Sharhanadibi. Translation. One must accept the bona fide spiritual master and render service unto him with great devotion and faith. Whatever one has in one's possession should be offered to the spiritual master. And in the association of saintly persons and devotees, one should worship the Lord. Hear the glories of the Lord with faith. Glorify the transcendental qualities and activities of the Lord. Always meditate on the Lord's lotus feet. And worship the deity of the Lord strictly according to the injunctions of the Shastra and Guru. I will now read from the purport. In the previous verse, it has been said that the process which immediately increases one's love and affection for the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the best of the many thousands of ways to become free from the entanglement of material existence. It is also said, Dharmasya tatvam nihitam guhaya. Actually, the truth of religious principles is extremely confidential. Nonetheless, it can be understood very easily if one actually adopts the principles of religion. As it is said, Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. The process of religion is enunciated by the Supreme Lord because He is the Supreme Authority. This also indicated in the previous verse by the word Bhagavat Toditaha. The injunctions or directions of the Lord are infallible and their benefits are fully assured. According to His directions, which I explained in this verse, the perfect form of religion is Bhakti Yoga. Now Srila Prabhupada will discuss how one enters into the palace of Bhakti. To practice Bhakti Yoga, one must first accept a bona fide spiritual master. Srila Rupa Goswami in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu advises, Guru Padashrayastasmat Krishna Dikshadi Shikshanam Vishrambena Guru Seva Saduvat Manuvaktanam Saddharma Pritcha Bogadi Tyaga Krishnasya Hetavah. One's first duty is to accept a bona fide spiritual master. The student or disciple should be very dull. I'm sorry. No. The student or disciple should be very critical. No, I made a joke to induce you to listen more carefully. The student or disciple should be very inquisitive. He should be eager to know the complete truth about eternal religion, Sanatan Dharma. The words Guru Shushrushaya means that one should personally serve the spiritual master by giving him bodily comforts, helping him in bathing, dressing, sleeping, eating, and so on. Haribo. This is called Guru Shushrushanam. A disciple should serve the spiritual master as a menial servant, and whatever he has in his possession should be dedicated to the spiritual master. Pranir Ater Dhyavacha. Everyone has his life. Everyone has his wealth. Everyone has his intelligence and his words. And all of them should be offered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the via medium of the spiritual master. Everything should be offered to the spiritual master as a matter of duty. But the offering should be made to the spiritual master with heart and soul, not artificially to gain material prestige. This offering is called arpana. Moreover, one should live amongst devotees, saintly persons, to learn the etiquette and proper behavior of devotional service. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur remarks in this connection that whatever is offered to the spiritual master should be offered with love and affection, not for material adoration. Similarly, it is recommended that one associate with devotees, but there must be some discrimination. Actually, a sadhu, a saintly person, must be saintly in his behavior. Sadhava sadacharaha. Unless one adheres to the standard behavior, one's position as a sadhu, a saintly person, is not complete. Therefore, Vaishnava, a sadhu, must completely adhere to the standard of behavior. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that a Vaishnava, a person initiated into the Vaishnava movement, should be offered the respect befitting a Vaishnava, which means that he should be offered service and prayers. However, one should not associate with him if he is not a fit person with whom to associate. Hare Krishna. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Re Gauravani Vacharine Nivesheja Shunyavadi Askatyare Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Rasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Maramare Hare. When I was in Florida, in Alachua, under the able management of Kartashamaha, I learned something in giving lectures, which I will not forget, also not today. One person came to me who said, "Maharaj, thank you so much for your class. I heard it in the bathing tub." I said, "How did you hear my class in the bathing tub? I didn't see any bathing tub in the temple, and I think there shouldn't be any except for Krishna." He said, "No, we have a radio system here. When you speak, it goes in the radio, and I was relaxing in my bathing tub and listening to your lecture. And I thought it was very nice." From that, I learned that there are different people who listen to you in different life situations. So I'm well aware that also today in this room there are many different people in different life situations. And I sincerely pray that I will say something which addresses all of you in all your life situations. I'm also aware that there are many devotees who are not here with us because it was either difficult for them to come, but they wanted to come. There are also devotees for whom it would have been easy to come, but they did not want to come. But they will listen to the lecture. So there are many, many devotees in different life situations to whom this lecture will go. And not only in this room, but by now, because we live in the world of internet, all over the world. I also want to sincerely greet the devotees who are either my friends, who are disciples of other exalted of my God brothers, and also devotees from different movements. I would like to talk today about something which I feel is relevant for all of you. It will not be an easy subject matter for me to talk about, and it will also not be an easy subject for you to understand, so we need to give our best. Both the speaker and the audience needs to go a little deeper than normal. We are just about to celebrate a birthday celebration with both traditional elements, that is, in the morning we will go according to protocol, and in the afternoon and in the evening we will go according to affection. So this is still the official celebration with a lecture which I hope will cover all these areas of our relationship. The text which we read this morning was a text which advocated full surrender through service. The surrender was directed towards the spiritual master and to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why is in our tradition the spiritual master so much emphasized? Western reason fails to understand why I have to go through a human being in order to reach God. In fact, here in Germany, a very important reformator, Luther, was protesting against this. He started a movement against this belief that you do need the representatives of a church, the priests, in order to obtain the Lord. And this fundamental objection, this fundamental protest against this belief led to a war. In other words, both historic to bring this point a little clearer to you, Martin Luther did not agree with this. If he would be today in this lecture, maybe we have a reincarnation of Martin Luther here, but he would jump up and he would stop this lecture. He said, this is not good to talk like this. This is not a good text which you have chosen for a birthday. He would disagree. And I believe that this disagreement is there in the minds of many, of many who have in some moment of their life chosen to become disciples. Why do I exactly need a guru? Why should I offer what I have? My intelligence? My words? My very mind in his service? And others would join this chorus and say, look what happened in history with this concept. It was not a lucky concept always. And so I do hope to address this question, but as it is my nature, I will address this question from an unexpected angle. I will come from a direction which you will not in the beginning notice that I'm coming from this direction. You will be surprised. Let us park this question for a moment. We will come back to Martin Luther after some time. I want to talk today, now on another subject. Don't worry, we will come back to him, but stay with me. In the scriptures, well, let me make it not so complicated. I believe that this is a good question, but I also believe that we do need to understand what is a guru. If we begin to understand what is a guru, we might be surprised that he's something totally different than we ever thought of. If we dare to ask this question, what really is the tattva, the essential truth of a guru, we might change our perspective and we might change our whole approach and in fact maybe our whole life. It is said in all religious traditions that the Lord really is one. There are not many gods. There's one God only. At the same time, we do see that there are many, many, many deities on the altar. Some worship Lord Ramachandra. Others worship Lord Narasimhadev. Still others worship Radha and Krishna and say they are the supreme. There are many, many in India, many, many worshipable gods, so to say, on the altar. Aren't they? I would say no. There's only one God on the altar who does appear in many, many manifestations. Only those who are bewildered will say there are many, many gods. And they have not understood really what the subject matter of the Lord is. In the same, or in a similar way, not the same way, in a similar way, it is said, there's only one Guru. And the same question which was arising about the altars, the different altars with different forms, might now arise in our minds. What? The Guru is one? But there's Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, there's Bhaktivinoda Thakur, there is Gorkhasodas Babaji, there is, of course, Srila Prabhupada, and then in modern Gaudiya, there are several Gaudiya preachers, and there are also several Srila Prabhupada's disciple. There's the Guru Puja of this disciple and of that disciple. I see there are so many. And you say there's only one Guru? There's only... I mean, please, make sense. Maybe you have danced too much yesterday, and afterwards you have not slept well in the night, and now your thoughts and maybe your notes are confused. How can you make such a statement? As I said, I want to surprise you today, so please stay with me. I would like to refer you to a speech which Srila Prabhupada gave in Bombay in the February of 1936. I do not know if it was on this date. I only know February 1936. I don't believe it's on this date. He said, "Ladies and gentlemen," actually I know now, it was at the Vyasapuja ceremony for his spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. "Ladies and gentlemen," he said, "the offering of such an homage," means a ceremony of worship, "as has been arranged this evening to the Acharya Dev is not a sectarian concern. For when we speak of the fundamental principle of Guru Dev or Acharya Dev, we speak of something that is of universal application." Then he goes right into the subject. "There does not arise any question of discriminating my Guru from yours or anyone else. There is only one Guru." Once again, "There is only one Guru." Because some of you are still a little inattentive, I will repeat it again. "There is only one Guru who appears in an infinity of forms to teach you, me, and all others." So it is not my own words, it's Prabhupada's words. How do we understand them? There's only one Guru and not many. You must know how this, what is the meaning of this sentence. There is what is called Samasti Guru. Samasti Guru means Krishna, in whom all the spiritual masters are situated and held. Everything rests in the Lord. And then there are Vyasti Gurus, or individual spiritual masters who go into this world and who reach different individuals. All these individuals which are there are part of the Samasti, the sum total Guru, Krishna. They are in a very special way part of Krishna. All of us are part of Krishna. No one is not part of Krishna. But is this the gurus who are in a special way part of Krishna, because they have a very specific service to perform for Krishna. Krishna has made it easy for the fallen souls to approach him by coming, so to say, in the form of all these Vyasti gurus, so that those who feel attracted more to him can go to this one, the others who feel attracted to this one can go to this one, the others who feel attracted to yet another one can go there and learn. But really, the persons whom they will meet in their spiritual master, or the personality whom they will meet in their spiritual master, is what is called the Guru Tattva. That's a divine spiritual principle. That's the Lord. I want to give a very, very simple understanding, because I feel it is a difficult subject and so on. When people carry torches which dispel the darkness of the night, they all carry one fire. It's fire. Fire is fire. They carry that fire with them in an individual way. So there are the different Vyasti gurus, or individual gurus, who all carry the fire, who all carry Krishna's instructions with them, and they teach those instructions to their disciples. Prabhupada said, therefore, when we go to a Guru Puja, we do not go to a sectarian affair. We speak of something when we address the fundamental principle of Gurudev. We speak of something that is of universal application. As the Lord is one, the Guru is also one. And as the Lord appears at the same time in many manifestations, the Guru also does appear in many, many manifestations. But it's all that one divine principle, if the Guru is properly connected and carries the fire of the Lord. It is not a speculator and so on. See, why does the Lord appear to us through a sadhu, through a guru? Why can't he just appear to us in his original form and say, come to me, everything is easy? Well, the first difficulty is we wouldn't recognize the Lord. These material eyes, eyes of darkness, they cannot see the Lord. It's not possible. Just like you need the sun rays, if you want to see the sun, you can't see the sun in darkness. You need a sadhu, a dear sadhu, someone who is connected with Krishna, who carries Krishna in his heart, if you want to see the Lord. A person who is covered by the material energy will only see his imagination of God, but that's not God. That's only a concept, a mental idea of something higher, which is not necessarily spiritual, and which will not purify the heart of all the desires for material enjoyment. So if you wish to see the Lord, you need to develop divine eyes, eyes which you can get opened, eyes which are with you, but which need to be opened by a dear devotee of Lord Krishna. Shakshu dano dilo jay janme 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 prabhu se divyo. What was Shakshu dana dilo jay janme janme prabhu se? Yes, he has given me eyes to see. No? This is the he has opened your our eyes, which were covered by darkness. So the guru which you meet is two. He is a human being. He may have his particular human qualities. I must say, I feel a little bit in my element. I really have stayed a caveman. psychologically, it's a shy person who lives a little in his own world. Yes, this is my nature, and I'm a little bit like an artist. Artists are always like that. I begin to live, if you give me a stage with 50,000 people before me, then I feel my nature. This is what I can do, what I like to do, and so on. But personally, I do have a certain, as a human being, certain natures, certain things. Some of you will like this, some of you will not like it so much, because it's not your own, it's not like your personality is. But still, next to this humanness is something which is, I would say, which is not human. It is extra human. It is that intense burning desire to go to Krishna. It's that running after Krishna. It is that intense struggle to be a good disciple. And it is that intense desire to give to you that which you really need when you come to a spiritual master. You can have so many human relationships. For this you do not need a spiritual master. But you can get from the spiritual master Krishna and Krishna consciousness. And that for that you do need to go to a sadhu. Sometimes as disciples, we want to make a human relationship to the spiritual master, and we feel this is very important for me. Obviously, a little human relationship needs to be there for interacting. That is clear. But we should, as disciples, become more interested in that what only this particular person who is acting as a guru in our life can give us. That is Krishna. The proper questions to a spiritual master are questions relating to our own spiritual journey back home to Krishna. This is very important. When you go to the sadhu or to the guru also, you can get two things. You can get kripa, or you can get vanchana. Kripa means mercy, and vanchana means cheating. I'm repeating what is in the tradition. The guru's mercy is when he helps you to go back to Krishna. But you must be serious to get this mercy. If you want anything else from the spiritual master, a nice relationship, attention, material positions, maybe you want to be a temple president and need a letter of recommendation, and so on, the spiritual master will give it. But you should know that this is not what helps you. Therefore, in traditional language, it has been called vanchana. To give it a name which is less shocking, I would say it's fulfilling the uneducated desires of his disciple. The uninformed, or let us say, not really serious concerns of a conditioned soul. We should say like Prithu, when we approach the Lord. Preetu Maharaj said, "My dear Lord, just like a father who knows what is best for me, give me what is best, what you think is best." So when we go to the spiritual master, we should also in that be in that mood. I want to reach Krishna. I want to become more sincere in my spiritual life. I want my journey to be successful. And that is a real gift which we can get. If someone wants external things, he will end up being cheated in his life. The soul does not want external things. Since a long time, we all know, external things will not make me happy. Only if someone wants internal things, spiritual gifts, he will get the real mercy. Because it is only the spiritual things or the spiritual gifts of the sadhu which will really be of benefit for us. Nothing else. Why do we suffer? We suffer because we have turned our face away from Krishna. We have therefore fallen into ignorance of our Swarup, that is our eternal identity, in Krishna's Swarup. How do we solve our suffering? We solve our suffering only if we look back to Krishna and see Him. That is what we need. I would like to now go with you in this subject matter, how there's only one guru, and that guru is Krishna. That is what we said. There's only one guru, not the human being. We don't worship a human being. We do not worship, we want to worship Krishna. There's only one God, this God who comes through and empowers his servants to distribute him and to help the conditioned soul on their level. I want to take this subject matter and look at it in one shastra called the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. There it says, the Vishnu Dutas speak to Gop Kumar. Born in the country of Goda, on the banks of the Ganga, was a first-class Mathura Brahmana named Jayanta. He is an incarnation of Krishna, and he is your exalted spiritual master. The Vishnu Dutas, in other words, describe Gop Kumar's spiritual master from the Guru Tattva point of view. The Lord has come through him to you. Gop Kumar is very pleased. And the Vishnu Dutas continue. You have gotten the mercy of your exalted spiritual master because you are only after Krishna. We can see this. Why do they say like this? They say like this because Gop Kumar in his spiritual journey has reached the Brahman effulgence, a big, big whitish light which began to overwhelm him. It was so bright. And while he was becoming overwhelmed by this energy of Brahma, he was fearing to lose his identity. And he was praying to his worshipable deity, Lord Madan Gopal. Madan Gopal, please help me. I'm in the Brahman. And at that moment, something happened. He saw, for a moment, the source of the Brahman energy. He saw the smiling face of Madan Gopal looking at him. Hare Krishna. And then the light which came from this face became again overwhelming and he almost fainted. He said, Madan Gopal, help me. And in that moment again he saw his beloved deities. So the Vishnu Duta came to him and said, even here you have seen the Supreme Lord in this form because your divine guru gave you his mercy, his milasti, his kripa. that mercy, that kripa created within you, the strong desire to see Krishna, which impelled means which forced Lord Krishna to reveal himself. Vishnu Dutas are so happy. You have gotten the real thing. You got the mercy. You got this intense desire to see Krishna, so that even in the overwhelming Brahman manifestation, you only wanted Krishna, Krishna. And Krishna therefore came out of the Brahman. He showed you, I am the source of this energy and Brahman energy. So Gop Kumar is very happy. He goes back on planet Earth. He meets his spiritual master, Jayanta and Braj, gets further instructions, and then goes to the Vaikuntha world, where Lord Narayan is manifested. And the Supreme Lord sees Gop Kumar coming, and he says, Gaura Krishna, Dobro Doshli! Welcome! Welcome! My dear boy! I am fortunate, most fortunate to meet you here. For so long, I have been eager to see you. My dear friend, you have passed, this is God speaking to the living entity, huh? My dear friend, you have passed many lifetimes without paying any attention to me at all. For so long, hope had me dancing like a fool. Krishna said, I was dancing so much out of hope, thinking perhaps in this lifetime, or this, or this, or this, three times, he will finally turn his face towards me. Krishna was dancing. Oh, perhaps he will turn his face towards me. Maybe in this lifetime. And then, oh no. He again wasted it. Then maybe in this. Oh no. Okay. Another death. Then maybe in this. And Krishna was, he said this hope made him dance. But you didn't come. I could find no pretext on which to bring you to my abode, dear brother, and still follow the timeless laws that I myself have created. You know, the law of Krishna is, I will not interfere with the independence of the living entity. I will not just take him. Just come. Shoop. No. Then I would break my own laws. So what to do? What to do? Then he got the idea. You showed me no mercy, my brother. And as I considered this, I grew impatient, full of anxiety to receive your favor. So I transgressed my eternal code of conduct and arranged for you to take your current birth. Dear boy, in that divine district of Govardhan, my most beloved abode, I myself became your guru, known by the name Jayanta. So see how Krishna appeared to this soul to bring him back to Godhead by coming in the disguise of a guru. Today you have at last fulfilled the desire I have harbored for so long. Please nourish your happiness and mine by staying here forever. Hare Krishna. Now, Gop Kumar didn't stay forever. He had a serious discussion with Narada Muni, who is Shiksha Guru. It's the same Lord. The Lord also appeared through Narada Muni to him. And he said, something in me wants to go on even beyond Vaikuntha. Am I sick in my mind? something wrong with me? Narada Muni said, no, no, you belong to our Lord Krishna, who has manifested as in the Vaikuntha world as Narayan, but you belong to him in the in Braj, in Goloka Vrindavan. So Gop Kumar goes there, he finds out that Krishna greets him, and later Gop Kumar brings another soul there, and when he brings the soul to Krishna, Krishna greets the new soul, Jana Sharma, and he says like this. My dear devotee Jana Sharma, it is by your influence that my family and I are well. By your mercy, my dear devotee, my heart is attracted to you. And then he says the same words as we know from Narayan, who is Krishna. I have always looked towards the path by which you would come. Like this, when I heard that Abhijit and Damodar would come with Sachi Devi from the airport, I always looked down the path. Oh, when are they coming? When are they coming? When are they coming? But then I became so tired, then I laid down, and then they came. So Krishna looks down the path. When is Abhijit coming? Not when is Ram Gopal coming? Huh? So long, wasting their time. When is Baisa coming? When is Venurati coming? When is Gaurangi coming? He wants the association of his devotees. And then he continues, by good fortune you have remembered me, and by good fortune I have seen you again after so long. Dear Brahmana, I am totally under your control. Please feel free to enjoy here in the spiritual world as you like. So Lord Krishna is so happy with Jana Sharma. He is very, very moved to see him, and he wants to give him a present. So he has nothing, and then he takes down his own ornaments and puts them around this Jana Sharma, and in this way makes him look like a cowherd boy, like everyone else. This is how... I would like to hope that you can see this point which I really want to make. It's Lord Krishna who appears to us as the Guru Tattva, this a divine principle. It's not that Lord Krishna personally is... I want to say it differently. Lord Krishna is there in the heart of the spiritual master. He is also personally there. And if you want to get the kripa of the spiritual master, that is the mercy of the spiritual master, and not these many external reasons, external things for which we might approach him, psychological, pat on the back in times of need, and so on. We want to get the mercy. Then this will act. Because why? Because Krishna is so unlimitedly eager to get all of us back home, back to Godhead, that he stares down the path. When are they coming? When is he coming? I don't believe my eyes. He has not yet come, and so on. Or she has not yet come. This is a very deep, deep thing. I have a great conviction that if you turn to your spiritual master to get the kripa, then Krishna begins to act through him. This is what I have experienced in my relationship with Srila Prabhupada. This is the reason why I'm actually here. And it's also the reason why I do this most difficult service, which to try to be someone who is a spiritual teacher. I'm very, very well aware of my many weaknesses and imperfections, and I'm spending sleepless nights and just lamenting that that is a fact. I know there is this human thing, but I also know that Krishna can work even through a person like me. Krishna can work through a person like you. Krishna can work through everyone. Krishna can play beautiful flute music through a lead pipe. Lead means bleifeife. Krishna can do this. This is the only explanation for me why I can do this service. Many times I must admit to you, I am also, as a human being, overcome with doubts. Am I doing the right service? And I'm praying for many, many years, I'm praying to Lord Nityananda. But all the signals which I can get, very clear signals, is, yes, you are doing the right service as long as you understand that you are not doing anything. There is a verse by Uddhava which talks about this concept of the Guru Tattva. O my Lord, or I will say, sing it to you in Sanskrit because it's a very beautiful. Naivo payantya pachitim kavayastavesha brahma yusha pikritam rittamudas madanta yonta bahistanubritam ashubham vidunvan archarya chaitya vapusha svagatim vyanakti. O my Lord, transcendental poets and experts in spiritual science would not be able to fully express their indebtedness to you, even if they were endowed with the prolonged lifetime of Brahma. For you, my Lord, appear in two features, externally as the Acharya and internally as the Supersoul, to deliver the embodied living being by directing him how to come to you. Two. There's the teacher and inside the Lord, the Supersoul. And they come, this is an arrangement in two features, externally as the Acharya, internally as the Supersoul, to deliver the embodied living being by directing him how to come to you. This is a beautiful shloka. If you want to read it in your own reading time, it's in the 11th canto, chapter 29, verse number 6. I want to end by reading to you a very nice shloka which I found in the Bhakti Sandarbhas. Pure devotees say that the spiritual master and Lord Shiva are both non-different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How are they not different, Shiva and the spiritual master? Well, they are seen in this way because they are both very dear to the Lord. I know that my spiritual master is very dear to Srila, to Krishna. My spiritual master is a very, very favorite soul of Krishna. Krishna is together with Srila Prabhupada. It's a team, so to say, who have come so mercifully into my life. When I was screaming or crying for help to advance in my own spiritual journey, at that time Prabhupada came to me, and he really came with the light of Krishna in my life. He turned the whole airport, London Airport, Heathrow, and there was the light of Krishna everywhere. I will never forget it. Yeah, and I knew this is the light of God which Prabhupada carried. He brought it to me, and I was very, very thankful to have my first approach with the Guru Tattva, which is such a difficult subject because it's totally spiritual. It's Krishna in disguise, really. I personally have thought that I have three types of guru. And I want to say it this time, this way around. I will only say it on one time in my life this way, but I will say it today. And I know I will be criticized by many people, but I don't care. Those of you who like to criticize this, please listen to the whole lecture again, then you will understand what I'm trying. I have three types of gurus. Guru means the destroyer of ignorance. The first is the Lord Krishna. The second is my Diksha and Shiksha Guru, Srila Prabhupada, and then there are other devotees in my life from whom I have received great Shiksha. One is His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, another is my friend Bhurijan Prabhu, and also Radhanath Maharaj, and there are other great devotees who have helped me very much, who are my Shiksha Gurus. These I put in the second category, my Diksha Guru and my Shiksha Gurus. Gurus. And I have a third type of Guru. That is all the Vaishnavas. First and foremost, those who have decided to become my disciples. They teach me so much. It is Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur who would call his disciples my Prabhus. When his disciples would bow down to him, he would again bow down to him in return. He would go down on the ground, which became a problem in the old age. The disciples didn't want Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur to get down on his knees. He had some elderly knees. So they didn't know. Whenever we pay obeisances, he gets down. So in his very old age, many disciples just chose to pay their obeisances from a hiding place where Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur couldn't see them. Although I have said I have these three types of gurus, because I'm very limited human being, I really prefer to focus my attention on Srila Prabhupada. I have now talked some very high philosophy. I had to talk about it because I feel when we go into this Vyasa Puja festival, we need to know whom we are worshipping. We are worshipping really the Lord who has come in the Guru Tattva to us. The spiritual masters of old would try to make this clear to their disciples by singing a song with all of them, which mentioned all the gurus of the past, so that they could, and worshipping especially Srila Vyasadeva, Krishna, the literary incarnation who has come in this world to help us. I really feel, ever as I have talked, and maybe I have not reached you intellectually because my presentation was not deep enough. Please do understand that I know, as I grow older in spiritual life, how absolutely in need of help I am. This is something which I really wish to express. I really feel I need the mercy of my spiritual master and the mercy of all of you, because this path is difficult This is not always easy. It requires the best what you have, and sometimes even more than you have, to go in this direction. But the only reason why I am convinced I can do it is because I feel I go together with Srila Prabhupada on this journey, and Krishna, who is helping so kindly, and whose arrangement all of this is. Otherwise, how would I have met Srila Prabhupada? How would I have met all of you? How would I have met the spiritual path? It's all the arrangement of Krishna, and he certainly doesn't leave us alone in the most difficult services. He's there, and he's working, and he's there. But I really beg you, approach your spiritual master for the real things. If you go for the not real things, it just doesn't work. It just doesn't work. It is not the plan of the Lord. It is, please come for the real things. So this is my little lecture. I hope I'm very well aware it's intense. I'm myself also shaking. Wow, such an intense lecture. The notes are now down. But I hope they have reached your heart and have reached your intelligence and have reached your. Okay, so now I'm very, very curious to know. Now I will totally switch on the human being. I'm very curious. I'm in a case. I cannot see everything. Most of the things I can see. Very curious what you have arranged at the festival. Very curious to celebrate with you. I know there will be a lot of on the human platform. And as I said, I am a human being. More than I want to be sometimes. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gaura Nitai ki jai, Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.